Eric Curran got himself a big Petit Le Mans win this afternoon, now joining us here in the Freak Nation. And Eric, after a win like that, do you delay partying to where you can catch up maybe with your time clock, or do you go directly into big time partying?
That's a good question. Hey guys, thanks for having me on. No, we pretty much, we went to the hotel, showered up, and we went straight down the lobby and might have had a few drinks that night and might have stayed out too late. So it was worth celebrating. You don't win, Petit Le Mans 10 hours on a regular occasion. So it was a big celebration for the whole team.
I know it's awesome when you guys take the win, obviously, but is there anything that's a little bit bittersweet with the way that your teammates actually lost and you guys were able to capitalize on their misfortune? Or is it just like, you guys, better luck next time?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, we're all big, we're one big team with two cars. So, it's really too bad. I mean, those guys, last year lost the race in the last lap running out of gas on the five car. And then this year they have a brake rotor issue and fall out of the lead. I mean, they pretty much had the race won. So, I mean, here's the thing. We want to win a race, of course, but we want to race for it, and that was, we were in a good place and still on the podium, but we hate the misfortune of our teammates to, give us a win. But, nevertheless, a win's a win. I feel bad for those guys, but obviously a big deal for us. And, none of us, Felipe or people or I, had never won that Petit Le Mans. So obviously a big deal and special for me just because, here I am slowing down my racing career and still checking off some boxes that are some of the best sports car races in the world. So pretty exciting stuff, really.
Yeah, I was going to go there with you because, like you said, we've talked with you about that on the show before. You're kind of slowing down your race car career. I remember you tweeting something about wishing the guys good luck in Detroit, and you're hanging out over at West Coast Exotic Cars, just having the time of your life with those beautiful machines. But, yeah, sum up your 2019, if you can.
Yeah, I mean, the commitment was to run the four races, the four big races with Pipo and Felipe in the wheel and Cadillac. So that I did. We finished second at Daytona in the 24 hours, so close to a win there. And then we went on to win the Sebring 12 hours. So that was obviously a bucket list race to win. And then we ran Watkins Glen, which was a 6-hour race. I ran with them. And then obviously just this Petit Le Mans. So, basically of the four races I did, we won two of the biggest races, in anyone's sports car career. So, those two races were unbelievable to win. So, as I'm slowing things down, I've got my West Coast Exotic Cars company is cranking and really busy and selling lots of cars and good things happening there. But I've been working with Celine Cars, Steve Celine, a lot and doing all of his test and development for his new race program and his street cars. So, and West Coast Exotic Cars is now a dealer for Celine. So anyway, so now I've got, an option there to go professional racing again with them in the future for their new program. So, it's kind of like one door closes and other things open up. And the question is, as I continue to still do well, even racing less, do I keep racing? What do? I feel great in the car. We had a great day yesterday. So that's the big question.
Eric Curran, this slowing down stuff, that just doesn't fit well with me. I remember when you were racing Chevy Cobalts when you were a punk kid, and now you're talking, I've done enough, I'm stopping. What's this about?
I know. It's interesting. It's racing 25 years, right? I mean, it's been an unbelievable career and won lots of pro races and won championships and done all these things. And it's one of these things. It's like, okay, at some point, I guess at 44 years old, maybe I should be slowing down. I don't know. But then again, keep winning races and feeling great in the car and, new doors opening and still love driving race cars. So I don't know. I guess I got to figure things out here in the next couple of months on what the future is going to bring. But, it's funny because, I've been racing 25 years and my teammates are 25 years old. Right, so it's kind of a funny scenario here, but
our radio show's almost 25 years old, dude. That 25 years is the beginning of everything. Come on.
Right. 25 years is the new 5-year mark, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, I'll ask you a racing question. people always talk about ending the season on a high note to be ready for next year. That's one of the great cliches in racing. So what does this do for you for next year? Ending the season with a win, does that last longer than the party last night?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, man, I feel fortunate that last couple of years, Road Atlanta has been very good to me. I mean, we hadn't won Petit Le Mans before in our wheel and Cadillac, but we've won two championships in the last 3 years at the last race of the year, Road Atlanta. So, I mean, you know, I've had some amazing between the last 3 years, now winning the Petit Le Mans, and then last year the championship, and then 2016 with the championship. It's been a number of races where, you know, you get to the end of the year, it's like, wow, this is a good way to end a year. You know, and again, I kind of keep going back and forth. Do I want to, you know, slow down my racing career on a high note like this, or do I want to just keep going and hopefully we keep checking boxes? And, you know, Rolex Daytona 24 Hours, one of those races where I finished second numerous times, second, third, but haven't been able to pull off the big win there and put the watch on my wrist. So that would be a big one to get done. So there's still some focus in that direction. But, yeah, who knows? I mean, hey, you feel good, you keep going, and you keep doing okay, then why not, right?
All right. Eric Curran, winner of Petit Le Mans. West Coast Exotics, is that what? Sell me an exotic car. To put, switch hats. You're saying you're slowing down to get into the, you're, you know, I'm in the marketplace for an exotic car. Sell me an exotic car.
You know what's funny about me? I hate selling cars, but I love running the car business. You know, West Coast Exotic Cars is a great place. And, you know, we've got 50 exotic cars in inventory, but I've got a great staff of people that, you know, handle all the exotic car sales, all that stuff. But what's fun for me is that the idea of this West Coast Exotic Cars was at some
wait,
point.
Wait, Eric, I'm cutting you off here. That's like the fourth time you've mentioned the name of your dealership. Now, if you're going to drop all these promos in there, you're going to have to go see our sales department, and it's going to cost you some money the next time you drop West Coast Exotics into the conversation.
Every time I call you guys to say hello, I'm going to get an invoice in the mail now,
yeah.
Right? No, it's been a lot of fun. You get to deal with a bunch of cool cars during the week. You get the race cars on the weekends. I mean, it's a pretty cool career that I've been able to put together. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So, you know, I mean, who knows? At some point, I got to stop racing. So I want to have a business in place to, you know, to continue having fun and make a little money and still get to play with cool cars. That was the idea.
And that business is, again, I forgot.
Did I not mention it?
Yeah, please mention it again.
West Coast Exotic Cars.
Perfect.
You guys
now, here's the deal, though. Yeah, okay. Your Instagram page for West Coast Exotic Cars, Eric Curran, has your name all over it. Is there anything that can translate from you winning a race, especially a big race like Petit Le Mans with your Cadillac team, and then selling cars, win on Sunday, win on the weekend, sell on Monday? Is there anything there that can translate like the old days?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. You know, my guys on the social media side always promote the race wins through the car business and that stuff as well, but the coolest thing about it is that all of our inventory is coming from clients. So it's all like people I know, people I've met through the racing world, people I've met in the car world. So, you know, people are calling us on a regular basis. Hey, Eric, you know, I saw you your last race. I'm thinking about selling my Porsche GT3. You want to, you know, I'd love to sell it to you just because of who you are and watch you on TV. So, yes, there's a very nice connection between the car business and the racing world. So, yeah, pretty cool deal there for sure. And obviously, you know, this new program with Steve Saline, it's obviously I met Steve through the racing world, and here we are selling his cars, and now I'm testing and developing and working on his new race program. So absolutely, you know, a lot of connections between the two.
Anywhere in this conversation, did we find out what the hell you're going to be doing next year in sports car racing?
That's a good question. Well, like I said, I mean, there's one thing I haven't done is I haven't won the Rolex 24 Hours. So that's still one of those things I'd love to check that box. Been so close so many times. So, but, you know, at this point, I don't see myself in a full IMSA position, but there are some opportunities to do some other things. As I mentioned, Celine a few times, there's a program that's coming up with him in the future that I could be a big part of. And there's a couple other directions with some GT cars that that could be some options as well. So you'll see me driving for sure. If it's not a full season gig, it's going to be a handful of one-off races here or there in a number of different cars. So did a Lamborghini Super Trofeo, a couple of those races this year, going to Las Vegas next weekend to run, you know, with the Salines in the SRO World Challenge. Following weekend, I go to Spain to run the Super Trofeo Lamborghini World Finals. So I say I'm slowing down, but it doesn't feel like I'm slowing down.
Not at all.
Jeez. Oh, that's greatness. Well, Eric, we're in October, but I'll go ahead and say, you know, Happy New Year to you. Happy holidays. I'm sure we'll be talking to you in 2020.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Right. For sure.
Sell a bunch of cars. Sell a bunch of cars for Christmas.
I think we got that covered.
That's right. That's right. I'll ship you Eric, two Ferraris for and put them under the tree.
Bam.
Yes.
All right.
How's that?
Wow. I like it. Damn, I like that. Yep. Well, dude, thanks for doing this, man. Good luck to you.
Of course. No, I love being on the show. Thank you for having me, and keep in touch for sure. Let's do this again.
Bam.
Yes, good luck.
All right, Eric. See you, buddy.
All right. Take care.
Eric Curran joining us here in the Freak Nation. Your winner from the Petit Le Mans WeatherTech Sports Car Championship over the weekend.
Coming off of the IMSA banquet, too. He didn't sound like the champagne got to him too much. So, attaboy.